We're going to read our parable again in Luke chapter 7. Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. Behold, there was a woman in the city who was a sinner, and when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of a person this woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he replied, Say on, teacher. A certain moneylender had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. Which of them, therefore, will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, You have judged correctly. And turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, Your sins have been forgiven. And those who were reclining at the table with him began to say to themselves, Who is this man who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. We were looking at the woman in particular last time and noticing how she was there as a broken sinner, one who had lived a wretched life, had been one who was openly a sinner and known as such, but was broken because of her sin and found herself at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus said to Simon, You know, you didn't show me the courtesies that one would to an honored guest. You didn't appreciate me that much. If he had come as an important government official, I'm sure that Simon would have seen that his feet were washed. He would have seen that he was given, you know, the proper embrace with a kiss on the cheek that was customary. He would have seen that his head was anointed with oil. He would have shown to him proper respect and appreciation. But Simon did not really appreciate Jesus as to who he was. And as a result, he did none of these things. Now here this woman comes in, and she lavishes upon Jesus her this display of brokenness and of appreciation. She takes his expensive perfume and just pours it out upon his feet. Now Jesus said, Simon, do you know why she is so appreciative? And do you know why she's making this scene and really making a spectacle of herself? Do you know why, Simon? And then he tells this parable. And the point of the parable is that here are two people who owe money, one five times what another owes, and the denarius was a working man's daily wage. So you could say, here is someone who owes 500 days wages as contrasted with someone who owes 50 days wages, 10 times as much. The moneylender just very graciously forgives the debt. He just says, okay, neither of you have the money to pay. I'll just write it off. And he lets him go. Very generous thing to do. Now he says to Simon, which one do you think will really appreciate most what has been done? And Simon says, well, the one who, you know, received the greater remission of his debt, the one who owed him 500 denarii, he's the one who, of course, would be the most appreciative. And Jesus says, well, that's why this woman, you see, is so appreciative. And really what he was saying to Simon was, Simon, you don't appreciate forgiveness. You don't really feel you need forgiveness. You're a very self-righteous Pharisee. You belong to the strictest sect of the Jews. And you pride yourself on your good moral life. And you pride yourself on going to the synagogue and to the temple. You pride yourself on your tithing. You are very good, Simon. And you're very aware of how moral a man you are. And you really don't feel much of sense sin or a need of forgiveness. You are relaxing very comfortably in your religion. You don't need God to say to you, you're forgiven. At least so you think. Now it's interesting that in the parable, Jesus said that both of these owed a debt. Whether one owed much and the other owed less, still both were debtors. And he also pointed out neither had anything to repay their debt with. Both of them were bankrupt. And I think what Jesus was saying to Simon was, listen, Simon, you've been religious, and it's true that you've been morally a better person than this woman. She has been openly flaunting the laws, the morality of society. She hasn't cared. She's gone so far down, she was just known as a prostitute in the town. Now, you're a moral, religious man. But, and I think he would have looked Simon in the eye and said, listen, you too are a sinner. You too have failed to keep God's law. You are not perfect. Remember in James, he says that if we keep the whole law and stumble in one point, we're guilty. You don't have to break every law on the books in order to be charged with a crime. All you need to do is break one law. You may keep all the traffic laws, except running through traffic signals, not stopping on a stop light. And if you are caught doing that, you will be booked. You may keep all the others. You may say, well, I observed a speed limit and so forth and so forth. They will say, yes, but you broke this law. And I think Jesus would have said to Simon, and I think he would say that to many of us today, you may be good, you may be moral, you may be religious, but you too are a sinner. Maybe you don't do all the external actions of lawlessness that some do, but your thought life is not right. Read Matthew 5. Jesus said, if you're angry, if there's hate in your heart, you are a sinner. Now, it's true there are degrees of sin. And Jesus was not saying it's just as bad to hate someone as it is to take him out and stab him to death. But Jesus was saying it's sin. Hatred is sin. The thought of sin is sin. And he points that out with regard to adultery. It isn't just the overt action of adultery. He says it's the thought. If you lust after a woman, if you have sexual fantasies with a woman who is not your wife, Jesus says, you have sinned. And so he is pointing out to Simon here, Simon, you too are a sinner, and you owe a debt. And the tragic thing was Simon was not even aware and didn't seem to feel a sense of need. And I really believe there are many listening to me today who are quite satisfied in your religion, who feel you're quite good, who, as you compare yourself with others in your town, on your street, you come off quite well. You are better, you feel, than most others. You are moral. You're conscientious. You're a good husband, a good wife. You're really living a pretty good life. I think Jesus would say to you, you too are a sinner. And one of the worst kinds of sin is that sin of pride and independence of God. And the sinner who is religious and self-righteous and who doesn't feel a need of God is committing one of the worst types of sin. And here I feel Jesus would point this out very clearly and would say, you too are a sinner, and you too need to be deeply concerned about your relationship with God. You too need to know His forgiveness. But Simon was selfish, and Simon was proud, and Simon was independent, and Simon simply did not have that brokenness that the woman knew. How sad. Wouldn't it have been nice, wouldn't it have been beautiful if Simon at that moment had fallen at the feet of Jesus and said, oh Lord, I too am a sinner. Forgive me for my pride. Forgive me for my looking down on this woman and despising her when I too am a sinner. Forgive me for the lack of love that I should have for every man and woman, the concern. Forgive me for just being proud and arrogant. Forgive me, Lord, for not showing you the courtesy I should. Forgive me for not having washed your feet when you came in. And forgive me for being critical towards you. Forgive me. I too am a sinner. Would have been beautiful to have seen the story end that way. There's no indication that there was that change. The story stops there. Jesus leaves the home. The woman goes her way forgiven. Jesus leaves Simon's house. And we do not know that Simon ever really was forgiven. Religion can insulate one from a sense of need before God. And it had done this for Simon. I hope it's not true for you. I hope that you're sensitive, that you're keenly aware of the fact that you too are a sinner, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that all of us, like that woman, need to be found at the feet of the Lord Jesus. All of us have sinned. We're all bankrupt. We all need forgiveness. And Jesus is the Savior of sinners, whether they be religious sinners or openly immoral sinners. He and He alone can forgive. He and He alone can say, your sins are forgiven, and can say, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. And so we come to the end of that most interesting parable. And I would ask you, with whom do you identify? With the woman broken because of her sin at the feet of Jesus? Or do you too, like the Pharisee, in a self-righteous way, look down on others and feel you have no need of forgiveness?